It's Palm Sunday, or Second Passion Sunday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. The Roman station today is San Giovanni in Laterano, St. John Lateran. This is the cathedral church of the Diocese of Rome, and is also known as the Sacrosancta Lateranensis Ecclesia Omnium Urbis et Orbis Ecclesiarum Mater Caput, meaning the most holy Lateran church of all the churches in the city and the world, the mother and head. The basilica is dedicated to the Lord himself, the Holy Savior, and thereafter to Saints John the Baptist and John the Evangelist. As we begin Holy Week, keep in mind that sacramental realities are no less real than the sounds you hear now or the things you touch and taste and smell. The sacred rites of Holy Week make the events they commemorate present to you, and you, by your baptismal character, participate in them in a mysterious way. Seek out sacramental confession in this time if you are in need, and give yourself over to the words and actions and the rites you participate in with true devotion and attention and receptivity to all the Lord offers you. From Benedict XVI's Sermon for Palm Sunday in 2012. Dear brothers and sisters, may these days call forth two sentiments in particular: praise after the example of those who welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem with their hosanna, and thanksgiving, because in this Holy Week the Lord Jesus will renew the greatest gift we could possibly imagine. He will give us his life, his body and blood, his love. But we must respond worthily to so great a gift, that is to say, with the gift of ourselves, our time, our prayer, our entering into profound communion of love with Christ who suffered, died, and rose for us. The early church fathers saw a symbol of all this in the gesture of the people who followed Jesus on his entry into Jerusalem, the gesture of spreading out their coats before the Lord. Before Christ, the fathers said, we must spread out our lives, ourselves, in an attitude of gratitude and adoration. As we conclude, let us listen once again to the words of one of these early fathers, St. Andrew, Bishop of Crete. So it is ourselves that we must spread under Christ's feet, not coats or lifeless branches or shoots of trees, matter which wastes away and delights the eye only for a few brief hours. But we have clothed ourselves with Christ's grace, or with the whole Christ. So let us spread ourselves like coats under his feet. Let us offer not palm branches, but the prizes of victory to the conqueror of death. Today let us too give voice with the children to the sacred chant as we wave the spiritual branches of our soul. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Amen. Gloria.